This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget, along with the over-the-road truck drivers, we've got the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the hubs over to the post offices so you can get your mail delivered to you today. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way, and Getter. And don't forget, you can check us out on our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And we also have us, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. So there you go, all the different ways to find us. Now, we've got with us retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who also happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And let's not forget that he also happens to be an all-around great guy and a great contributor to this radio show. And you can hear him doing his podcast, Military Matters, too, that I'm on every now and then. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you this week.
Okay, I'll send you my bill for all the endorsements when I see you next time.
All right. No, those are priceless. They're priceless.
Yeah, I know, and I mean them because you've done a great job, and everybody really appreciates what you're doing, and I hear it all the time. Now, Colonel, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States
of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic
for which it stands.
Which it stands
one nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I, Saturday, am going to be the master of ceremonies at the Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota number 3. This is the third one of these they've had. I've been the master of ceremonies every time, and I have a lot of fun there. We're going to be over Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Robarts Arena parking lot. Now, we're going to be over in the grass, probably, not necessarily the parking lot. So you park in the lot and then come over in the grass up front. A lot of room there for a lot of people, and we're expecting a big crowd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Robarts Arena, 3000 Ringling Boulevard, Sarasota, Florida. For those of you listening, if you're not familiar with the area, you get off the, what is that exit there? The Fruitville Road exit on I-75 and go west, and you'll come right to the fairgrounds. It'll be on your left as you're going west. And we look forward to seeing you. Bring your red, white, and blue. Bring your American flags. And if you're going to bring any signs, remember, it is about the Second Amendment, and it is about our freedom of speech rights. That's what we're going to be talking about. Now, I'm not sure, but did you tell me you're going to be there or you're not?
Yeah, Captain, I was going to ask you, guess where I'm going to be Saturday? And the first guest doesn't count. I will be at Robarts Arena on Saturday.
All right, bring a chair now.
I will, sir.
Yep, because I'm going to be up on that stage or platform or whatever we got. Might have a trailer, who knows, but I'm going to have a chair sitting up there because it makes it easier for me.
I've got my Florida Republican Liberty Caucus constitutional carry banner that will be there as well.
Great. So we'll be able to find you.
You will, no problem.
And the people that are going to be there that want to meet you, which I'm sure there's going to be some, they just need to look for the banner, right?
I'll do the trick.
All right.
My truck is dressed down a little bit, but they'll be able to find me. I'll find them.
All right, now we're going to talk a little bit about the Ukraine because we have got a real mess going on in Ukraine. Russia has pulled back to withdraw, not to withdraw, but pulled back to regroup and rethink their strategy and what they're going to do. And I'm very concerned because of two things. Number one, this general that just got appointed to his position over there, he was a ruthless SOB in Syria.
Yeah, the butcher of Syria, yep. A name that he seemed to, and the Russians seemed to show some pride in.
Yeah. So what do you think? What are we looking at here? I mean, I believe the Ukrainians can beat the Russians if we can just give them what they need to have.
I think they're starting to get what they need, and they're starting to have some success. But the question is, what will the Russians now do? And that's hard to guess, but clearly I think folks had it about right. They weren't withdrawing. They weren't retreating. It wasn't a sign of surrender on the part of Russians. It was a regrouping. That's why you see Putin replacing someone's military personnel, including the folks at the top and the folks that are calling some of the shots with inside Russia are being replaced, and some of them quietly, not so quietly. So, yeah, he's not done. And then Zelensky came out this last week, and he says, hey, diplomacy's over. Diplomacy's not going to stop what's going on with the Russians, and diplomacy's not going to get us to where we need to be to preserve Ukraine. In fact, it's noted, you look at how much the Ukrainians have taken an economic hit. It's huge. Here was one of the third largest economies, one of the breadbaskets here in Europe. And the detriment to them globally is pretty dang big.
Okay, Colonel, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and yours truly. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Oh.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And by the way, hardly a week does go by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey to stop by and meet one of my listeners that's just bought a vehicle from them. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up in the upper Midwest, all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Their whole stated goal is to be the best auto dealer in the country. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss, over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you might want to possibly have, clean trade-ins. Yep, by the way, you're certified pre-owned once it becomes goes through the Moss test. It could be worth quite a bit more money than what you think. You could be driving a vehicle that's worth more money than you might have paid for it even. How about that? Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Nissan locations are up in Crystal River. Our flagship new store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, we have Nissan and Acura right on Ford Avenue, side-by-side in Tampa. And they're building a brand-new Nissan location in Brooksville, just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. That ought to be open in about a month or so. Now, don't forget, Newport Richey is only 40 minutes north of Tampa. You can save thousands of dollars by going up there. And if you tell them the captain sent you and you go see Sean, you're going to get a big surprise as to what's going to happen right there, and you are going to like it. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. You're going to like what you see. Okay, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us. And again, good morning, Colonel, and thank you for being around.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, I like Jeff's thing talking about the morning muster. It's the morning muster with Military Matters, man. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I like all those M's.
There you go. There you go. And that's all very factual. Now, by the way, the U.S. And our allies in NATO, and now the European Union, which we're not a member of, but the European Union is speeding things up on getting Ukraine in as a member, which could happen in the next few days under an emergency provision they have. What do you know what the advantage is to having them in there? It's not security, right?
No, it's, well, the European Union and mainly economic union. But, yeah, of course, this has spawned off the trip by the England's Prime Minister, Boris, who visited and quite visibly was walking the streets out there in Kiev along with Zelensky. And that got a lot of attention, mainly because our president hasn't done anything nearly as visibly bold as what he did.
So they call him worthless Joe for a reason.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll definitely have economic advantage. And it was one of those things, you know, he gave up on the NATO thing. It probably should have never been offered or held over his head for the last 20 years. But, yeah, the European Union is a different matter. It was something he was left open to. And apparently the European Union, is open to. So there's a lot of pressure there. And so, yeah, NATO, it looks like Sweden and Finland are, that's kind of moving forward. So NATO, which appeared to be dead in the water, has found some new life just because of the fears of being stoked in with Sweden and Finland and others that otherwise operated independently for their defense needs and just relied on just in case NATO would be there.
Now, NATO has dropped a lot of stuff into the Ukraine. Boris Johnson from the United Kingdom was there walking around in a suit, I might add, not a flak jacket and all that. And, of course, I did see some of his British forces that were right there, not very far away from him, and he had them behind him. You could just barely see him trailing along as well as being, you know, not very far away from him. But what a sight to see if you're – you know, the locals there to see a world leader come in from Great Britain. That had to make them feel good.
That did. Well, you know, every good shot in the arm counts right now for them because, you know, they don't know what's going to fall next. And so, you know, with the moves the Russians did that we talked about there in the first segment and this, it just it's a matter of timing. And it's been funny how in this – what is it, 40-some-odd days?
48, I think, now.
Yeah, 48 days, going on a half century in terms of days market. So that's it's a hell of a lot longer than what the Russians and Vladimir ever anticipated. And quite honestly, I think it's a lot longer than the world anticipated that this would take and go over, and for the good.
Well, let's say, hypothetically, they get a hold of some planes. I would be up in the air, and I'd be going after that 8-mile convoy that's now headed to parts unknown to regroup.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a fellow I had breakfast with at Legion. I do breakfast every morning with a group of veterans. And he started talking about, you know, Ukraine and all that. And I says, well, okay, you're talking to me about the 10-year history. What should we do in Ukraine? I was curious. I wanted to hear what his thoughts were. And he had a thought he's repeated with me before. He goes, well, I think what we should do is that NATO, the U.S., whatever, we should just park some planes and leave the keys in the ignition there in Poland and just kind of look the other way as some as Ukrainian pilots just kind of enter in there, enter into the cockpits and fly away. And then we say, oh, well, looky there. That was kind of funny, but in some ways a little bit serious, too. Another way of having plausible deniability, but putting something in the hands of Ukrainians, because, you know, the report was there was, what, a 10-mile convoy of Russian vehicles out there in eastern sectors now. Can you imagine being a squadron commander with the aircraft. Boy, that would just do my heart good to be able to target a 10-mile-long Russian convoy. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, and let's not forget they got drones they can use too. I don't know how many, but they got drones. All right, we're going to go to the phone. We're going to go to the phone line. We've got Eric in East Tennessee on the line, and I know he's a military guy, so I know he's got something military to add here. But if it were me, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I'd give them whatever they want and let them go get them. All right, Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Real quick, we got the there's reports out there, and I wondered if the colonel could address it. Not so much from an armor standpoint, but the significance of reports out there of the Slovakian Soviet era S-300 missile system that was donated. I'm just going to use the word donate for lack of a better nomenclature to the S-300 that was donated to the Ukrainians that was reportedly already destroyed by Russian forces as it once it reached its final point of destination in the eastern Ukraine. And number two, I was wondering if Colonel's got any G2 regarding the Austrian Chancellor being the only European Union leader to meet face-to-face in Moscow with, alleging, you know, reportedly, all reports, with Putin regarding some of Germany's concerns of oil and gas. I'll just keep it short, and thanks for taking my call, gentlemen, and have a good morning. So far.
Thank you. Okay, Colonel, I'm aware of the fact that the Ukraine had around 20 of the air defense systems. Some of them were the S-300s. I don't know how many, a handful or so. And those were destroyed early on in the fight, but they didn't get them all.
Yeah, boy, he said a lot there in 30 seconds. But, yeah, it's not just that. What they're finding, and I was reading that this morning, in all the places where the Russians have pulled out and where they left devastation and all that, one thing that they are discovering is all kinds of Russian equipment that is not destroyed.
Right.
And so from an intelligence perspective and even from adding to the ability to fight for the Ukrainians, that adds to that. And that of course, is probably one of the things that's got Putin the angriest and one of the reasons why he's had so many changeovers in leadership. The other thing he said, he was talking about, you know, that Germany is really the holdup from going all in on the economic impact that we can and should have on Russia.
Right.
And that's because of its reliance on oil and out there. So it's interesting he talked about that. I don't suspect any evil because I met with them, but that's an interesting thing. There's probably some things that we're not talking about for fear of warning.
Now you're going to hang on. You're going to hang on because you're going to be right around the corner here. We're going to take a break. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright here on Military Matters podcast. And today, Tuesdays and Thursdays, you hear him right here.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other yesterday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
The Department of State has ordered all non-emergency government staff in Shanghai, China, to leave on Monday in response to surging COVID-19 cases and China's tightening pandemic restrictions. The 26 million residents of Shanghai are being forcefully locked down. Chinese officials say lockdown measures will be lifted in areas with no new cases in the past 14 days following another round of testing. Department of Labor will release its monthly consumer price index this morning. Experts are expecting a surge in inflation. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In recent years, many leftist black Americans have complained to the high heavens about bigotry in America. But have you ever heard of the brown paper bag test and who promotes it to this day? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. For today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. In 20th century America, the brown paper bag test was used to deny black people access to positions of upward mobility if their skin tone was darker than a paper bag. There are horrible stories of black fraternities, sororities, professional organizations, and churches using paper bag tests to determine membership. While the idea of brown paper bag testing was first utilized during the slave era, the long discriminatory tradition of colorism that explicitly privileged light-skinned blacks over darker ones continued by black Americans well into the 20th century and is still practiced by some blacks today who lean toward the leftist Democrat Party, which is understandable because the Democrat Party is the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, and discrimination. Of course, also the brown paper bag test. This is a perfect example of what Jesus meant when he stated, instead of focusing on the splinter in your neighbor's eye, you should first take the beam out of your own. In other words, who it may apply to, the discrimination you should be concerned about could be your very own. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and don't forget you can go to theronivers.com, theronivers.com, and check out the Constitutional Grounds display that's right there. And when you're there, I'll tell you what, I have iced coffee every day. It's right here in my big old Travis tumbler cup. And there it is right there. That coffee is really good. And I'll tell you what, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Go to theronivers.com, theronivers.com, and order yours today. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You know, as we've discussed in the past, our military is the best in the world, even though there are some people that are really trying their damnedest to downgrade the ship, downgrade the plane, downgrade the tank. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, yes.
And I don't think, as long as we have veterans around and people that know a little something about what it is they're trying to do, I don't think they can get away with what they're going to do. And I really think they're going to get a shellacking come November. And when they do, we're going to start to rebuild our military again for the umpteenth time. And we're going to turn this boat around because these people are not going to drive us into the ground anymore.
Yeah, it's not so much a question of just pouring more money into the Department of Defense. It's how you spend the money. And the money and the investment on the things that we've attributed over the last year and a half or so has not helped us to feel more secure, either here in the United States of America. And what I... even though the leftists and there's some of the media on the left out there makes fun of this, when Donald Trump says something like, oh, the southern border is a national security issue and crisis, he's absolutely right. And so that bothers me. And that's something we can take care of. And we have a Department of Homeland Security, which is not at all in tune with providing security for the homeland, because that's where it is. Beyond Ukraine, and we do need to be careful with our investment and manage, and we need to manage it so that we can bring a quick and successful end to the war in Ukraine. Not we, but the Ukrainians with our assistance. But we don't want to lose sight of China, international security threat. But here in the home, the southern border, and of course we know with the 42 ready to do that. And it doesn't look like the administration is listening to even the folks in its own party to say, hold the phone. This is lunacy. We cannot manage, and we're not managing now, and we won't be able to manage the influx that you're going to create with this. So that is a national security threat, and notwithstanding what MSNBC and others say, that is one thing that Donald Trump has got right. That is a national security question.
I'm very glad that you mentioned the Department of Homeland Security, because their secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, who not only supports and defends the never-ending Biden border crisis, is also actively working to undermine the core beliefs and values of America. Where the other nominees have been inept, this guy is a clear and present danger to the security of the United States. And in my not-so-humble opinion, of course, as reported by Breitbart, Mayorkas delivered a speech to the race hustler Al Sharpton's National Action Network convention over the weekend, in which he claimed that the core founding principle of America is, get this, equity, as opposed to equality, because we all know it's equality. And as a result, he's building an immigration system built on equity. Wrong answer.
Yeah, you know, we've had all this discussion the last couple of weeks about, well, is this nominee for the Supreme Court the right choice for that? And, of course, that kind of had the outcome we expected, not one that we conservatives were happy about. But when you talk about people that are ill-fitted for what the purpose of their job is supposed to be, Mayorkas is case number one. I mean, for a guy that is in clear contravention of what the United States Constitution calls for the government to be about and to fulfill that position, it's amazing. You can't make this stuff up. It is what it is. And what you indicated about his recent speech in front of the race baiter Al Sharpton, it's amazing.
Now, I know when we talk about the border, it's not just about the southern border. It's about the northern border, too. And I've been all up and down that northern border, all up and down that southern border in years gone by. I've been on the different roads that ran parallel and ran straight in and straight out and all that stuff to the different provinces that you could get into Canada on. And there's a whole bunch of areas up there at the north side of the country, as well as on the south side of the country, where you can actually walk across the border and sight unseen in many cases, and they don't even know you're there. So we have a problem. But I'm going to go to a caller because I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kevin. It's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
What's going on in Ukraine is horrible as far as the actual death count. But at what point in time does that death count responsibility start to fall on Biden's shoulders because he's not giving them the number one asset that they need to minimize it?
Okay, we'll answer it for you. It all falls on Biden, doesn't it, Colonel?
That was my thought when he said that.
Yeah.
One thing has not changed. I mean, he is man chief. He's the honcho. He can't deflect and say, the problems we have here, not us do this, all that, and things beyond my control. That's very much under his control and has been for a long time.
You bet. I believe you can count every single body and blame it to Biden because they should have done what they're doing in Ukraine right now a year ago when this all started.
Well, we should have had deterrence so that we wouldn't have to be investing millions and billions of dollars
at the last minute
for Ukraine to defend itself.
At the last minute?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. We do need to worry about it. We say, oh, well, it's humanitarian crisis. We got humans dying. All that's true. But mm-hmm. We are America first, as we should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sad that we have been put in a position where we feel like mm-hmm. We have to spend billions of dollars mm-hmm. And potentially consider putting Americans in a harm way eventually.
Okay.
And so we need to have a strategy to bring this to a close and do it rapidly.
Okay.
And use our diplomatic and economic means number one.
We got about 45 seconds left. And first of all, I want to remind everybody that if you're going to be around the Sarasota area, we're going to have a big freedom rally for our rights, Minnesota 3. The third time we've done this, and we've had some big crowds down there when we've done this, we're going to be at Robarts Arena. We'll be in the grass. You can park in the parking lot and come join your friends and neighbors. Wear your red, white, and blue. Bring your American flag and bring your patriotic signs, too. It's a pro-Second Amendment demonstration, and there will be some people marching around if you want to go do that. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. And Colonel, tell us about what it is you do again, please.
Yeah, I did, especially this week, and I will definitely talk about promote Saturday then, but this Thursday we have our monthly meeting at Poppy's Ford in Ellington, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as I chair. One of our special guests, in addition to the candidates that we're vetting, is going to be Turning Points USA, and it's a representative from the faith, which is an outreach from that. And we're excited about listening to this young lady talk about that.
Good. I'm glad to hear that because that's a good group of people, Charlie Kirk and company. All right.
Yep.
I will talk to you on Thursday. In the meantime, stay low. All right. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere, no how. Lots more coming your way here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm David Moss Jr. I talk to a lot of people in the community who are frustrated about the lack of new and proven inventory in the automotive world. And when I invite them to Moss Nissan, their experience is very different. We have the distinction of having the highest level of inventory of any Nissan dealer in the Tampa Bay area. With three stores on the West Coast and a fourth coming, we are stocked. And all vehicles feature Moss Care with lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, and roadside assistance.
And you know, Dave, I like how you take care of the veterans, military, and first responders. You really roll out the red carpet. Go to MossNissan.com. for the nearest dealership to you.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, my buddies down there in Sarasota, I hope to see some of them that work over there Saturday over at Robarts Arena, and that would be Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They've been there forever, and they are very, very, very good at what they do. All their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, or just give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And by the way, they also do business outside the state by mail. If you want to order something, you need some parts or something, can't find it anywhere, get a hold of Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2341. They might be able to help you out. All righty. Well, let me tell you a little something here. Yesterday, 100 GOP lawmakers put their names on a letter and sent it to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, asking for him to appoint a special counsel to take over the federal investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes and foreign business dealings. This is what they said, quote, "We are concerned that the case of Hunter Biden, the department has had an actual conflict of interest and certainly has the appearance of a conflict of interest that could prevent a fair and impartial investigation of his activities. You were nominated to your position by Hunter Biden's father and ultimately worked for him. We believe that the case of Hunter Biden, in any case of Hunter Biden, a special counsel must be appointed to preserve the integrity of this investigation and any subsequent prosecution." It goes on to say the DOJ probe into Hunter Biden, which started in 2018, is being led by the U.S. Attorney in Wilmington, Delaware, and it concerns multiple financial and business activities in foreign countries dating to when his father was vice president. Investigators have examined whether he and some of his associates have violated money laundering, tax, and foreign laundering laws. Hunter Biden is also accused by many critics of peddling influence and access to his dad when Joe Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. He's not been charged for that with any crimes, nor has he denied any wrongdoing. Now, the letter was led by Congressman Tom Rice of South Carolina and made clear reference to those allegations of influence peddling. It accused Hunter Biden of taking advantage of his father's position as vice president to develop business relationships with clients in Ukraine, China, and Kazakhstan. It also appears that Hunter Biden used his position as son of the then Vice President Biden to gain wealth and influence in foreign countries, using questionable sourced money to pay his tax liabilities and lobbying on behalf of foreign entities without proceeding through the proper channels and registering as a lobbyist. Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said last Tuesday, when she was asked whether or not Biden would support a special counsel, she says, well, first, the president has never had a conversation with the Department of Justice about any investigations into any member of his family. He said that during the campaign and will continue to abide by that. So I would like to point out to you the Department of Justice for any additional steps they would take. Those decisions would be made independently. Well, here's my thought on this, and tell me I'm wrong, somebody. Tell me I'm wrong. The Department of Justice is going to do nothing. Merrick Garland is there because he is the guarantor of doing nothing when it comes to Hunter Biden or anybody else other than the people that John Durham is currently investigating. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. By the way, have we got the best governor in the world or what? Governor Ron DeSantis. He had his two daughters with him yesterday when he signed that legislation and had Tony Dungy there, pro-dads, when he signed the legislation. And I don't know about you, but Florida is doing so much better than the rest of the country in so many ways. We've got a lot of people moving here, and I see them in my area. I see a lot of people moving here. Now, the problem that I see with some of them that are moving here is they don't have anywhere they can find to live. There just isn't anything that's there at the moment. Most everything is taken care of. Now, the people coming down here and towing a camping trailer, or maybe they got an RV, that's a different story. They can stay right there. But while they're here, they're looking. They're looking. And the people that are moving here, some of them are actually still living out of their car while they try to find a place they can get into to rent. Some of them are doing the long-term thing with the hotel rooms, where you got rooms you can stay in for a month and things like that. But if you look around, and I mean if you look around and you see the license plates and all that stuff, you'll see we got people here from all around the country. But they're all here for two reasons. Number one, our weather. Number two, our way of life, and it costs less to live here than it does where they came from. Ask them, they'll tell you. Especially the people from up north. New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, the Midwest, Illinois. There's a good one, Illinois. They'll tell you the reason they're here is because it costs less to live here. So with all that's being said, just imagine how lucky you are to be down here living where you live. Just imagine. It could be a lot worse. A lot worse, and it just isn't. All right, well, I am going to give everybody a treat here in just a second. I'm queuing something up here. There we go. All right, well, let's get ready to rumble because we got Todd in Tampa on the phone.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, if you move to Florida and you vote for a Democrat, we want your house to have a sinkhole and you fall in it, numbnuts. Okay? Way to go, Governor. God bless you. Standing up for we the people and the Constitution of the United States. By the way, I want those January 6th people. Look at the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Idiots, trying to coerce people into taking a plea deal when they didn't do anything wrong, when the Capitol Police admitted that they let the people come in there. Okay? I've been to 9 Trump or 10 if you count the one that the daughter was at. Okay? And so don't tell me that. Okay, Donald Trump has had 100 rallies. So the people that went in there, some of them went in there, and if you went in there, then you should go to jail. But if you didn't go in there, you should be exonerated, not to have the FBI screw you over for 2 years. You've been rotting in jail. What the freak is going on here? Okay, where's your rights? You don't have any rights when you're a conservative. You got to stand up for Jesus Christ, and Jesus gives you all your rights. Your unalienable rights, which can't be taken away. Toughen up, Donald, and Ted Cruz, you're in charge of the Senate. I'm not counting on any of you Republicans. I'm going to count on myself. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa, and we thank him. By the way, today's Tuesday. Where am I going to be on Tuesday? Well, here's where I'm going to be.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and I'm looking forward to seeing the folks that show up there. We've got a regular crew that shows up there. Plus, we got people that come in there from time to time. You never know who's going to be there. We could have a movie star there. Hell, we could have a politician there. We could have some real famous military guy there. Never know. You got to show up to find out who's there. Okay, I got to let you go. It's one of those days in the neighborhood where we're going to have another beautiful day here in town, weather-wise. It just keeps on going on. And for you folks up there in North and South Dakota with the blizzard, Montana, I'm sorry. Come to Florida. We'll let you in. We'll let you in. All right. I'll see you tonight, everybody. God bless America. Stay safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.